you simmering up over there, Devo?
Well, hey, girl, Lizzo loves Chris, honey, and I'm not talking about Chris Evans. We'll explain.
Ooh, we're going to tell you why NBC's Natalie Morales is all the talk.
And our girl, Brett, loves the kids, baby. We'll get into that later, but first, HK, what's up?
Well, it looks like the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show is going to be a lituation.
Hey!
All right, now, Chewy, the Super Bowl is going to be in Inglewood this year, and the West Coast is going to be representing with Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, Uncle Snoop, D-O-double-G, and Eminem is going to be hitting the stage with him, along with the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, who's going to keep everybody percolating and not haterating in his dancery. If you do the tale of the tape or the mathematics of it all, that is 43 Grammys and 19 number one Billboard hits among all of them, all right?
Yes.
Now, let's just say, if we can hand y'all the aux cord, what hits would you want to see them perform?
Oh, Gin and Juice. Oh, my God. Come on now.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, Dre Day.
Mary J. Blige got to sing Happy. All I really want. Hey, she got
to
so
be
many
happy.
Hits.
Okay.
I want to hear those bops, but I do want to hear Mary J. Blige do the chicken rap song. Just for the culture.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get tickets. This is going to be the card.
I think we should do Dish Nation the week of Super Bowl in L.A. We should all do it here.
Well, speaking of performances, Chris Brown is back on stage. Yay! And Lizzo cannot get enough of him. Yay! So while at the Millennium concert this past weekend, the Grammy-winning singer was seen backstage running up to Chris and fanning out. Take a look.
Taking a picture with you. You my favorite person. We came ready.
Okay, now I understand, Lizzo, because I love it. Chris Brown and I fanned out, so I got Lizzo. It looks so cute, and it looks so cute now, but Lizzo fans are pissed off with her for wanting a picture with Chris Brown because of his past, and they're even going as far as calling her stupid and pathetic.
God.
Like, really,
y'all? Oh, man.
Really?
Okay,
so Brad, I'm gonna ask you this, because it's like, why people keep putting your past on you? You've done your stuff, you've changed, you've evolved. Should they be this hard on Lizzo? Really?
No, like, she can love who she loves. Chris Brown is amazing. Right. I'm a fan out of him. He makes great music. He's a great performer. He's like the modern day Michael Jackson, if you ask me. Everybody has issues in the past.
Really,
you
is.
Can't. Don't judge them by that.
She acting like a fool behind Chris Brown. He acted like he was high.
She
the way
is
he was
not
moving
acting like a fool, Gary. She is not.
Stop it.
She act the way you act with Diana Ross.
Hello, and he was just as happy to see her, too, and take those pictures. It was mutual.
You're squealing like a girl.
Moving on, honey. It seems that they're playing musical chairs again, honey, over at The Talk. Now, honey, they slipped up and got a new co-host, and it wasn't Sherry Shepherd again. NBC Dateline, and they show Natalie Morales, honey, is leaving the network after 22 years, honey. Now, news broke after she sent an office mail thanking everyone for their support over the years and saying goodbye.
Wow.
Now, Miss Sherry Shepherd, honey. Now, Natalie is used to, honey, the news desk, honey. Now, the women at The Talk are different. So, what is your advice to Natalie?
I love it. I think Natalie is going to bring that knowledge of politics, of what's going on in the world today. I think she's going to bring that serious gravitas to The Talk. So, it's going to be fun. And she's a woman. So, it'll be good bringing her little flavor. I'm happy.
I like her. I can't wait. Like you said, she's going to bring that gravitas. She's going to bring that gravitas.
What is gravitas, just to be exact?
The seriousness of it. She's going to bring the seriousness of it to The Talk. And I like it that she's a Latina. I like that she's a Latina.
Me too.
They're bringing some diversity to the show, because there's been a lot of scandal on this show about charges of racism. And so I like that she's adding that flavor to it.
Me too.
This will be good.
Okay, Sherry, so if you had the choice, Sherry, would you pick the dish that would be us or the talk?
Dish? Are you kidding me? How many times do I say I love this job? I ain't leaving this job.
You better get your check, girl. You better get your check.
Right here.
Good answer.
Dish in the house. What?
Good answer, Sherry. Good answer.
Good answer, girl. You better know what to say.
Oh, you guys, our girl Brad loved the kids. And Brad, I have to say this. I am so proud of you because you went back to our hometown of Chicago this past weekend to participate in the back-to-school block party and speak at your old high school Academy of Scholastic Achievement beside your principal, Dr. Gladys Brashear Simpson. You guys, take a look at this special moment.
And I feel like from the knowledge that I gained from going to school here and learning from the teachers and my Simpson and just everybody, I've become that person who's able to, by the grace of God, have a successful career and know how to handle myself, you know? I had a few bumps in the road for sure, you know, but look at me now.
Oh, Brad. Big old Teddy Brad, yes. Brad, yo.
We got to give it up because not only is the Brett the treasurer on the board of directors, she also now has a scholarship named after her called the Brett Scholarship for Performing Arts, provided by the Academy of Scholastic Achievement and the Youth Connection Charter School. Brett, that's incredible, baby. Congratulations. Yay. That is awesome.
Speech. Woo. Speech.
But I needed to know how much did the Brad donate. Did they just how much the Brad donated? Or they just said a scholarship?
We don't need to know that.
Oh, my God. Let me just let you know, Gary, these people are my family. These people are my family. Me, my family, my friends, we've donated to help the kids with the school for years. I can't remember that game show, but the past few game shows years ago, and we did. It was something like that. I can't remember the name of it, but we all did it. But every time I do something, my charity is the Academy of Scholastic Achievement, and it goes to there. So thank you.
Awesome.
I donate way more than you donate your $17 to 17 people.
Bring that up. Brett, your whole body language with your principal, Dr. Gladys, was like, I could tell when she talked to you, you just folded in. You was like, okay.
Man, I was scared of her then, and I'm scared of her now. She don't play, okay?
It's a certain level
of respect that's there. Woo, Lord. Thank y'all.
All right, y'all. So moving on. You guys remember when we talked about Tyrese being single again? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Well, apparently him breaking up with Zelly was a lie. Tyrese admitted on Instagram that he and his girlfriend faked the breakup to help gain more subscribers for her YouTube channel. Really?
Why would you even tell that?
God's Eve. Why you gotta do that? Ask people to follow
Maybe
her.
Don't even say anything. Like, it's like, like, even if it was like a long con, do like most of these people do and don't say nothing. And when people spot y'all together again, be like, yeah, we made up.
Yeah, but y'all all do the same thing, so why are we acting like this is something new? Every one of y'all
things
on social media.
No, we don't.
Yes,
do the same thing.
No, we're not just honest, Gary. We don't know how to work social media,
okay? What are you talking about,
Gary? Don't even know the password.
You don't even have a password for Instagram.
It was just a celebrity fight the other day on social media for numbers, so child, please.
Gosh,
a celebrity fight for numbers.
Jeez, Gary. Gary.
They fight over phone numbers?
He don't even get the password. Ask Gary what his password is to IG. He don't know it. He don't know
how
to post.
Tell Gary to put a flashlight on his camera when he take a picture. He can't find
it. Okay. Have you ever seen pictures of Gary post head be all cut off on the edge?
Yeah, well, I'm learning. At least I'm trying.
All right, up next, Katie Couric is spilling the tea in her new book like you won't believe, so come right back and get a taste.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, you might think Katie Couric is America's sweetheart, but she's proving you wrong by throwing lots of shade and secrets in her new book called Going There, okay? Katie reveals that when she was 28, she had a fling with playwright Neil Simon, who was 30 years older than her, and she also is spilling some Long Island iced tea, darling, about Gary's cousin, Prince Harry, okay? Katie interviewed Harry in 2012, which she calls his wild oats sowing phase.
Nice.
And she says the smell of cigarettes and alcohol seemed to ooze out of every pore in his body. Now, Gary, why you think Katie's saying it's about your family, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex?
It's obvious, honey. She wanted Harry. That's why she talked about him in his sowing his oats and things, because he didn't sow an oat in her. And that's why she's talking about him, honey. That's why Miss Corrigan is doing
Gary.
Yeah.
You know what, though, Brad? No. I love the fact that she's got this book out because we all have experiences that we want to talk about. Crazy stories. Barbara Walters did it with her book Audition, where I never knew she messed around with a black man who broke her heart. Oh. We all have stories about Hollywood and different
people. Did she talk about firing you in that book, Sharon?
No, because I haven't been let go yet, Gary.
Oh, you let go
so, no, she did it.
Gary, you are so wrong, Gary.
When I do my memoir, I'm going to talk about that and that crazy queen on the Dish Nation that I work with and behind the scenes.
Please do.
Oh, my
Why
God.
Would you say that, Gary? I'm
going to call it the queen who always cried. That's what I'm going to call my book. Oh.
The crying queen.
Okay, y'all. Kelly Clarkson is one step closer to being Miss Independent thanks to a judge from her divorce from Brandon Blackstock. I'm so happy for this girl because remember, y'all.
Thank God.
Yes, Brad. We had talked about how Brandon's been living in their $10.4 million Montana ranch since they split last year. Now, Brandon claimed that it was marital property and that it should be split 50-50. But a judge just decided that the ranch belongs to Kelly since Kelly paid for it. So, basically, Brandon has to hand over the keys and he got to move out with a quickness.
These boots are made for walking.
Like, come on, man. Grow up. Tighten your bootstraps and go get a job, bro. Like, come on.
Thank you.
Y'all are so partial and so biased.
How
y'all
you
are
think
so
again?
Biased, honey. Because if that man was there with Kelly, I'm sure, honey, he satisfied her both physically and emotionally. He should be compensated something besides $200,000 a month, honey.
He was compensated when he was with her,
You got
Gary.
To live in a nice house for a couple years. It's over.
Right.
Beat it.
It's
you
done.
Should be able to
it's
find
done.
Something that you can afford within your budget.
You didn't sing them songs, make those records, or do any of those shows.
I know.
Why do you deserve all these things?
Right. Up next, we got a Ross Dish debate.
Oh, is it Miss Diana Ross?
No, Gary, it's Mr. Rick Ross. Oh, so come right back.
Dish
Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back. So it's time for Dish debate. Dish debate.
Yes.
So, y'all, Rick Ross has finally settled his child support case with Brianna Singleton, the mother of his three children, and he is set to pay $11,000 in monthly child support.
Okay.
Now, the court doc says Ross brings in an estimated $585,000 a month, while she only makes $142 a month.
Wow.
Well, now she makes $11,142 a month.
Wow.
Oh, man. I thought I read that wrong. I was confused.
Damn.
Anyway, y'all, lots of people on social media felt this was way too little. Now, do you agree? Should he pay more since he's so rich?
No, he shouldn't. Did we just do a story just a second ago about how somebody was overpaying who wasn't doing anything?
Same situation.
We gotta keep that same energy kind of rocking. If you have three kids and you're only making $147 or $142, you gotta do something else. You need another job. Work at one of the Wingstops.
I think they're in Atlanta, so it's a little bit less, but he's also paying $7,500. Anything, their extracurricular activities, over $7,500. He's paying all of their health insurance, and he's got to pay her legal fees as well. So he's still
That's
giving her money.
Lot.
$11,000 is still a lot for three kids.
No, it's damn not.
Especially when he's only making $100-something bucks.
And they didn't say nothing about him paying her legal fees.
He's doing enough.
Listen, if I'm making $142 a month, y'all, I'm moving in with one of y'all, all right? Just so you know. Just get ready.
And I'm taking you in. That ain't nothing. That's Avon. You selling Skinso sauce. That ain't no good.
Skinso sauce.
Panhandlers that make my money in it.
What you talking about? Skinso sauce, Sherry. I got some now.
All right, y'all. It's time for Thursday. First up, it's Brittany, bitch. She's letting it all hang out one flower petal at a time. Go ahead, Brittany, with the caption, playing in the Pacific never hurt anybody.
P.S.F.S.
No photo edits. The tub curves. Laughing emoji, smiling emoji. Thanks for letting us know that, Brittany. Is she thirst trapping?
Yeah.
No, she's thirst trapping. Brittany B's in the trap.
She's been craving this attention.
I fell for it.
It's like the children of preachers and pastors. Like, they just wild out once they get out there.
Ready to take pictures butt naked. It's a thirst trap.
Wow. Moving on. Let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion. She's proving why she is called the Stallion. She dropped a few pics on IG in a white little thong number. Stockings and straps with the captions, boo. Nah. They strapping or not?
No. Girls wear stuff like that to church, honey. She is not thirst trapping at all.
Not to church.
She looks amazing, honey. Nah, they wear that to church, and y'all know that.
Let me just say, this outfit is very cute. She looks amazing, but when her legs cocked open, it's a thirst trap.
She is the stallion, but she is the one ready to ride tonight.
That's right.
In that outfit.
Up next, y'all, Jada Pinkett Smith and Willow not only have matching tattoos, but thought about getting matching butts? We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Well, y'all, we all know when you come to the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith, Willow, and Gammy, oh, Lord, the truth comes out. Mm-hmm. Well, on a recent episode, the subject was Brazilian butt lifts, a.k.a. BBL, and the huge risks of getting one. Well, Jada and Willow admitted that they considered getting those clappers in hands, y'all. Then both ladies decided to just hit the gym instead. But Jada says she is still collecting surgeons' info for when it's time to combat those signs of aging.
Ooh. I think that's a bad idea for them both because they're so thin that they would look like ants if they got the BBLs. They're so thin up top.
The same way y'all talk about Jada and Willow, it wouldn't look right on my frame. I'm too short. I don't have hips. And I'm an actress. I'm not an influencer. Well, if I had big boobs and a big ass, all I can do is have sex.
It would change the type of roles you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, could y'all picture Sherry Shepherd on the next season of P-Valley doing something crazy on the pole after she got that BBL?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They would change it to She-Valley after that, yo.
But Sherry, I'm thinking about enhancing my lips. Do you know a surgeon that could do that?
First of all, you talk too much as it is, Gary. You don't need bigger lips. You don't need nothing else coming out that mouth.
Oh, that's mean. Oh, Jesus.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.